Philip II, King of Macedonia. Philip's companions. Now those closest to the king benefited greatly from his newfound wealth. All Argaid kings and their companions, the Hertori, who feasted with them, fought by their side and were given important commands, and whose advice they sought. These men included both members of established aristocratic families and the newly favored. Under Philip, their numbers increased dramatically, as did their responsibilities and the rewards available. Companions were granted the rights to share of the produce from large estates surrounding his new communities. Many were from Upper Macedonia and some from further afield. But the key was royal favor, for king granted estates in his territory to bind outsiders to him and to Macedonia. They were all tied to Philip, who rewarded them generously, and his success became their success. The relationship was personal, an echo of older traditions of a chieftain and his warrior household, who shared the dangers and shared the rewards. Tradition allowed the companions to address the king freely and to disagree with him. They expected him to respect them as they respected him, and to lead them in battle. The royal pages also had a close, I'll bet more clearly, subordinate relationship with Philip, since they were so much younger and not fully considered to be an adult. The older boys guarded the king's tent on campaign, waited on his table, hunted with him, and fought by his side. They could be beaten, but only by the king himself. Even so, Athenians and other southern Greeks found it baffling to see young noblemen serving at a table or submitting to a flogging as if they were slaves. There was also concern surrounding a king with so many young men and boys invited their sexual exploitation. Apart from affairs with women, Philip was said to have had numerous young men and boys as lovers. Gossip inevitably surrounded a man like Philip with such a spectacular career and was also hated and feared by so many people, so we must not simply accept all the stories as genuine. At this distance, the truth is actually impossible to establish. What we can say is that a lot of people believed that the king was promiscuous, perhaps predatory in his relations with women and youths alike. Aristotle, who knew the king, accepted as a fact at least one of Philip's flings with a young man. The king's power was not absolute, but it was considerable, and he was rumored to have beaten one boy to death for disobeying him on campaign. If the rules were different, it was still the case that the pages expected to be treated in a certain way by the king, just like their fathers and the other companions. Failure to meet these expectations was risky, and a number of conspiracies aimed at assassinating both Philip and later Alexander actually involved pages, and our grieved king's relationship with those around him, including the rank and file of the army, was essentially personal, and it worked in both directions and conformed to a strong sense of what was just acceptable. Now, delivering victory and then sharing its benefits was central to the king's role. So far, Philip had an unbroken record of success. Well, we're coming on to a period where he's going to have a little trouble. Now, the sources for this, The Politics by Aristotle, The Histories by Herodotus, Histories, 12 volumes, by Diodorus Siculus, Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, and The Lives by Plutarch, Philip and Alexander, Kings and Conquerors by Goldsworthy, History of Macedonia, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Hammond. In the Shadow of Olympus, The Emergence of Macedonia by Borgia. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.